Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
It is.
Sure is.
It
happy.
Is. It is.
Welcome to October.
October.
What is the first thing that comes to mind for you when you think about October?
I mean, Halloween's always the obvious thing,
yeah,
right?
Halloween.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah,
last day of the month.
I think just Isaiah's birthday is this month.
There you go.
My wife's birthday is this month. So
okay.
That's it now.
Those are good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife's birthday is this month.
What do you think?
I don't know. Just fall kind of football.
Yeah.
Oktoberfest beer is available, which is good. They kind of do that in September, but that's all right. Soup season, we're here. The weather gets a little cooler.
Oh, it's soup time.
Soup time.
All right.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, you were at the birthday party. It was just various different types of chilies.
Yes, it
was. Chili's kind of a soup, but it's its own category, kind of.
I like soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like soup.
I know.
So,
big soup guy.
Yeah, I'm not a big soup guy.
You're on the record
I like soup.
As being a fan of soup.
I like soup. I like soup, but I'm not a guy. You know what I mean? Like, I like soup, but I'm not a guy.
Right. Like, what would you say you're like, what, like, you're a, because I'm a soup guy.
Yes, you are.
I love soup.
Yes.
We make it a lot
yes.
this time of year, starting
yeah.
now.
Yes.
And on through the colder months. But yeah, I'm a soup guy.
Yes.
I'm like a nature guy,
yes,
I would
you are.
Say.
Yes.
I'm a golf guy.
Yes, you
I
are.
I very much like golf and like to play it. I don't know. I'm a guy for certain various things.
Right.
What kind of guy are you?
I'm a chill guy.
Okay.
I'm a knock 'em back guy.
Okay, sure.
You know
yeah.
What I'm
yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm a pretty much laid back guy, you know. Because
so you said chills, kind of
yeah,
same.
Chill, say laid back and everything. As a matter of fact, I'm talking with my wife. We had somebody come over and look at some stuff at the house. My man Austin, right here. Austin came to the house, gave us a good deal on this service. But Austin, yesterday I was cooking on the grill, right? Cooking, and I was drinking some bush outside and left the bush on the counter outside. He saw the bush, and he's like, "This is Randy McMichael's house."
He didn't have any other info?
There's no info. I'm sorry, maybe on the paper, but she always uses her name.
But her last name's McMichael.
Yeah, but
right.
but still,
right, right,
whenever we you know, eat any services for that reason,
right.
we use her name. But yeah, I saw the bush on the counter and said,
"Michael,
McMichael, Bush?
Two and two.
Yep.
Must be.
Because there's nothing else out there in the backyard. There's nothing in the backyard.
But it's also a nice house and a nice yard, so maybe that's a hint.
There's nothing in the backyard that would say that.
Right,
but he
right.
saw the bush
right.
on the counter and said, So yes. But
You're a bush guy for sure.
Yes, I'm a bush guy for sure, all day. We're not going to do that.
But, no, you are. Bush, no, like beer.
Yes. But you know how
me with a C
you,
in it.
You know how me and you in our... In our
Raheem,
mind.
Raheem said something in one of the clips we played earlier.
Yeah. Both of us looked at each other at the same time.
Like, did he say that?
We got juvenile minds.
We do.
Man. And I know my gal Brenda over in Portland. She always gonna give me something.
Brenda Nuckton.
For you, Bo.
Brenda Nuckton's on.
This is for you, Bo. A true martini is five parts gin, one part vermouth.
vermouth.
Pre-mix and kept in the freezer so it can be cold and thick. It's a cocktail. That's a cocktail, Bo. All other Eenies are pale imitations and wannabes.
A pale still imitation a and a wannabe is an awesome
look, I'm not going to listen to somebody on the internet try to tell me what a martini is, right? And no, you don't batch it and stick it in a freezer. You make it handcrafted one by one.
Damn right, Bo.
Is there such a thing as bruising the gin? I've heard people say that. You don't want to do that because you'll bruise the gin. Is that
what
a real thing?
That?
I've just heard that said before. Do you know? Have you heard that before?
Yeah, I think that's like overshaking it.
Is that real, though? Like, yeah. There's no such you can't bruise. Well,
the hoity-toity people do like to say things like that.
I don't bruise the gin.
Oh, please stir it gently.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, man.
Shake and not stir. Are those broody people?
But don't shake too hard. Don't shake too hard.
Talking about bruising the...
You're going
to
bruise it.
It might have something to do with the olives. Yeah, I don't get that one, too. Don't bruise my gin. I don't get that one, too.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. All right. We'll get to a college football corner coming up in about 15 minutes. The back page with Bo at 1240, who will not stand for his cocktail making to be questioned by anyone on the internet. And this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Kind of like we thought last night, one crap game, one good game. We'll talk about the crap game in just a minute because of the quarterback play something that's kind of happening across the league. But this was probably the most fun moment from the best game of the night.
Jared leans in. There's the snap. Jared on the end around gives it to Amon-Ra. He's going to throw it to Jared. It's on to the end zone. Jared Goff. Oh, baby, on the receiving end of a pass from Amon-Ra St. Brown. Oh, Ben Johnson, I see you too. That is beautiful stuff. That is Monday night magic.
Late hands too with my Jared Goff.
Yeah, little athleticism.
Detroit is so good offensively. Defensively, got some little issues in the back end, but they still got young players back there. Mm-hmm. But their offense, Jared Goff was 18-18.
He was.
Yes.
He was with the touchdown reception.
With the touchdown, and then you got all the weapons they got. They got a badass offline. They got a two-headed monster that runs through people. You got big play in Gibbs.
Jamison Williams looks really good.
Anytime he touched the ball, he's gone.
Yeah.
Then they got Laporte, tight end. I mean, they are a well-constructed offense. Defense, they got a Hellraiser. They got a closer in Aiden. Mm-hmm. They got some other good parts. Secondary, still worried about that. My thing with Detroit is going to be Dan. That is my only thing with Detroit. And I love me some Dan Campbell, don't get me wrong. But they should have been in the Super Bowl last year, and they're not because of him. Mm-hmm. And his damn what did we say? When did dorks start taking over sports?
I know it's weird because he's not one.
Because he's not
He's
one.
Like the most football guy of all the football
guys.
Those
are analytic things then. That's just him.
Right.
That's just him.
And that's what's weird about that part of the analytics. Like that part of the analytics realm just has bad branding.
Yes.
Because if it was just tough guys going for two to be tough and competitive, maybe people would like it more.
Right.
It's still dumb sometimes. Like the Seahawks did it last night. They scored to go down 28-20 and they went for two. Didn't get it. Now they're down 8. So when they scored the next down, they ended up getting a safety later in the game. So they kind of got that 2 points back, but it would have been nice to have those 2 points and the safety.
Yeah.
They went for it down 8, and they just, again, it immediately sparks a debate on social media. And I do try to, because I don't know, some of the people that advocate for it, I like their opinions, and I'm interested in what they have to say. But I always am like, what are you going to, what is the reasoning? And it never works for me.
I don't give a damn about them folks that you like their opinions on.
I know
they
you
can
don't,
go to
but,
hell.
But I understand. But my thing is just, it's happening. So
why
and every time it happens and they start talking about it, I'm still like, no, I don't agree with that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I just don't, even the most reasonable, argument that they're making using their numbers, I'm still like, I don't get it.
It's not Madden.
I think it's smarter to be down by 7 than you still have to score again anyway.
You cannot.
You're just making a lot of assumptions.
You can't hit the reset button.
No.
Like Madden, all right?
You cannot.
I mean, that's what annoys the hell out of me. And so, but yeah, Detroit's good. Geno was really good last night.
Geno played great.
Geno played really good last night, but they're secondary.
Threw the ball 56
and
times.
And you talked to me yesterday, because I was talking about Seattle. He was like, they're still not there. They're still not there. They're so young on the back end.
Yeah.
They're so young.
They're going to be pretty good defensively.
They're going to be pretty good.
They're not there yet.
Yeah.
And they got exposed by a very good offense last night. Detroit's very good. All right. So there was a moment last night, again, with our guy. Quarterback of the Tennessee Titans, Will Levis, tends to have these moments, through an interception and then seen on the sideline saying, I didn't see him. Now, to their benefit, He got hurt.
Yeah.
So they bring in. Now, it's never good. Like, I get it. Like, Joe Flacco might be a steadying presence. Like, that might happen sometimes. But, like, for Mason Rudolph to be a steadying presence is not a great thing for Will Levis. But this isn't the first time we've seen this year where a young quarterback who's just erratic and not playing well has to leave. Mm-hmm. Mason Rudolph was the most recent example last night. We saw it in Carolina with Bryce Young and Andy Dalton, obviously Flacco on Sunday. Maybe these young guys just need to be sitting behind these veterans.
Yeah, but, I mean, because they have this layout of how you got to win football games. You got to win the football game. You got to be able to get the Super Bowl when your quarterback's on a rookie contract.
Right.
So it's cheap.
So you have money to spend on other stuff.
Now,
and if you don't,
we know for some reason that's not true anymore.
Right. It's not true.
Not true.
Also, it's almost impossible.
It's almost impossible to do unless you have Richard Sherman and all those guys.
Yeah.
Like that.
Right. Or Joe Burrow, one of the best quarterbacks. Yes.
But other than that, you're going to pay your quarterback. Right. These kids aren't ready to go.
No, they're not.
They're just not ready.
They're not.
And then you put them in a situation where this same thing with Caleb. Caleb was so, remember our preseason, spinning around, doing all that, getting out. Oh, you know what? They're game planning and all the good players are in. It's a different, these kids aren't ready.
Well, and that's got to be the frustrating thing for all the good players that play on those teams.
It is.
Because there's good players that play on those teams that are ready.
Yes.
That are playoff caliber, Super Bowl caliber players. And you have a quarterback who's trying to learn on the job, and that's just like the deal now. Like it's we got a 22-year-old quarterback, so we're going to suck.
I know Reed got paid. I know D-Hop. You don't think them dudes frustrated as hell about these guys?
Of course they are. I mean, and it started the conversation now of teams that have good wide receivers that aren't good, maybe unloading them. Like DeAndre Hopkins, they probably might as well trade him.
Yeah, might as well.
Get him on another team so he can help somebody else out who's got injuries.
But that's the thing about it is, like, everybody keeps saying the same team. I am not giving Patrick Mahomes DeAndre Hopkins. Somebody said, Devontae Adams wants to be traded. I am not trading Devontae. There's no way in hell. They would have to give me Patrick Mahomes if I'm the Raiders to trade Devontae Adams to the Raiders. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way.
How about Patrick Mahomes Sr.? You can have him. In Vegas. Seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
Of course. I'm not just going to feed the beast. That team's already 4-0 without those guys.
The Patriots. I mean, I'm sorry. The T. Higgins. Why would the Cincinnati Bengals, give Patrick Mahomes T. Higgins?
Hell no. That's your biggest rival.
Yes, the biggest damn rival. Why am I going to give him to y'all?
Yeah, those are bad suggestions.
Lost all mine.
Those are bad suggestions. But, like, if you are DeAndre Hopkins or I'm trying to think of good wide receivers that play on bad teams currently.
If I'm Amari Cooper.
Devontae Adams.
If I'm Amari Cooper.
If I'm Amari Cooper. Find me a spot.
Yeah.
Find me a spot. Get some draft picks. You guys need to be preparing for the future.
Yeah.
This isn't going well right now. All right, let's hear from Raheem Morris talking about what needs to get fixed before Thursday.
Really, you want to tighten up the screws on both sides of the ball when it comes to running the football, right?
Don't
when it comes
them,
to
though.
Stopping
Don't
the run. You know, we came out of that second half on defense and really tightened up a little bit, but you want to continue to grow on that when you're talking about defense and how you want to fit the run, how you want to play the run, how you want to knock it out to make teams one-dimensional. And the same thing goes for our offense. We got it going a little bit later. Tyler gave us a big boost. We got a little bit of things from Bijan, but we want to really establish that early and often, and that will help some of our time of possession things. That'll help some of the things we got better at. You know, we're able to attack third down as we can get a little bit better, like to tighten that up even more. Third downs, being able to run the football, being able to stop the run, all of those things really become about us. And
because those are the things that are holding this damn offense back. Can't consistently run the football. Third down sucks, and your time of possession, because you're not converting, that leaves you
because of those two things.
Because of those two things, you can't get those extra 20 plays.
If you could fix one thing about the Falcons right now that you think would sort of cascade down other fixes across the team, what would be the first thing you fix?
Down.
I know, but how? But like,
would I fix it?
Yeah. Meaning obviously, I'd like them to be better on third down, but like, what do they need to do?
On third down?
Yeah.
Be more creative.
Okay.
This is the thing in this league, because of third down, a lot of times, you know, it's man-to-man. You got to be able to beat man-to-man on third down. You got to be able to beat man-to-man on third down, and you got to be creative to get your guys open and find some different things, because this stuff that they're running, it's so basic, and I don't know if it's a learning curve, whatever, but they got to get some more creativity. Like Mike Johnson, he's absolutely correct. They got two runs, and those two runs are the staple of this offense, that stretch play. But you got to figure out other ways to get to it. You got to figure out another way, because you run it so much. Like, I was born and raised from high school all the way until I finished playing football. I was born and raised in a gap scheme, a gap blocking scheme, which is the best one anyways. But this one, it's a lot easier for you to do and all those other things. But They got to figure something out.
Yeah. Creativity on third down.
And I ain't talking about running reverse passes.
Yeah, yeah. Not Arthur Smith creativity.
Yeah, I ain't talking about like that. Yeah.
Just a way to actually convert on third down. Instead of being 4 of 11, be 6 of 11.
Yeah.
And have two extra drives.
And more than anything.
Two extra
stop freaking every time you get a positive play, get a penalty.
That's true. Yeah, that'd be a good one. That'd be smart. No, but you're right, though. If they get better on third down, that time of possession helps. You keep the defense off the field a little bit more. Maybe they're fresher. Maybe they come up with more plays. Hopefully they get it straight. We'll be up there tomorrow at Flowery Branch, Randy and myself. We'll get a chance to talk to Raheem Morris. We'll get a player on the show as well. And then they play Thursday night, Tampa Bay, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll come back. We'll talk a little college football as the dust is sort of settled from the college football weekend. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well to talk Georgia. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay. This sounds like the myth.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting into the back page with Bo. We'll get into a college football corner in just a minute. As always, the noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Brandon Adams about an hour away as well. Talks of Georgia football with him coming out of the epic game on Saturday night against Alabama. Now it's on to Auburn. Should be a good place to get right, but never know. Last year didn't go great, and Georgia was certainly better than Auburn was last year. So we'll talk to Brandon about that. A couple things to mention. I know we said that we'll be up at Flowery Branch tomorrow. Ticketmaster Studios, chance to talk to Raheem Morris and a player, broadcasting live from the Falcons facility. Friday, we're going to be at the newly renovated Topgolf in Alpharetta.
Yeah, man.
Which is going to be great. Broadcasting from bars on Friday is always great, too. They got bars at Topgolf.
And they got
a bunch of golf balls you can hit. So yeah, that's going to be
so
great.
So excited.
I don't get to go to the driving range as much as I would like to. So I'm going to use this as a nice little practice session.
Hey, I'll come up there and I'll hack away with you.
Yeah.
You're not hacking. I'll be hacking.
We'll take some hacks.
We'll take some hacks and everything.
Should be a good time on Friday.
We're talking about the other bad game. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about, the Dolphins, they showed up with their record without Tua. Not too many teams would have a good record without a starting quarterback. Unless you have a proven backup.
Right. Kind of something we were just talking about in the NFL No Huddle was these teams that do play better when they put the backup in, maybe that's a sign.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a sign that your guy's not ready yet.
Not ready.
Now, I know you need to play him because you can't not in the modern NFL. But yeah, it doesn't seem to be ready if you're better when you put in someone like Mason Rudolph. Conversely, when you have a quarterback who's very good, you're probably going to suck when he gets hurt.
Yeah,
like, there's lucky
happens.
Teams where they can play without guys.
But,
yeah, no, what's Mike McDaniel 1-6 without Tua? Because the guys that play, I mean, no offense, but like
they're not good.
They're not. Yeah, Tyler Huntley played last night. I know he's a former Pro Bowler and all that, but
he's been there a week.
He's been there a week.
Yeah,
he's been there a week. The guy with Skylar Thompson before him, like he's just not. You're not going to win a lot of football games with guys like that. So they have a bigger problem than just that, though, because what is Tua going to do? What are they going to do? Is he going to want to play? Is he going to stay healthy?
Like, he's going to play.
Yeah.
Now the healthy part, that's the other one. Because I tell you, what did we talk about? He's going to pass. And there I said, I saw Shep the other day. All the symptoms are gone, and so he's just waiting to come back out there and play. But yeah, that's just but they got the investment in him,
right? I just mean they have a long-term, you know.
Yes.
They got to make a long-term decision.
Yeah, oh, no doubt.
And obviously he has to make a long-term decision, and then they also have to decide if they're comfortable with it. Because, I mean, any quarterback can get hurt any weekend for sure. But he's proven that he's more likely to get hurt than other guys. He's missed a ton of time, and obviously the repeat concussions are really scary. And so, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they do. But it's been bad without him, and
it ain't gonna get no better.
Not gonna get any better.
No.
And when they're with, yeah. So I don't know. Maybe they try to make a move in the offseason or whatever. But anyway, let's get to a college football corner here. All right. So not surprisingly, I mean Alabama with the best win of the year thus far. They're the number one team in the AP poll now. Georgia down to 5. Reasonable.
Right.
I mean they both seem like they're about in the right spot. Georgia will work its way back up if they win games at Texas and Ole Miss and games that are coming up on their schedule. Texas is at number 2, Ohio State at number 3. I don't have any problem with any of that.
No, I think that, when you look at it, like you just said, Alabama has the best win of the year. So they deserve every right to be number 1 because Texas got to number 1 because Georgia had a bad win against Kentucky. Mm-hmm. That's why they jumped Georgia because of that reason. But no, I think Alabama's the best team in the country right now. Followed by teams that you just don't know. We know they're good. We just haven't seen them against competition levels yet. That's Ohio State and that's Texas. We just haven't seen them yet.
Yeah. Texas, the Michigan game. No. Michigan, they're all right, but they're not certainly not what they were last year.
And I put Tennessee in there. I want to see what those three can do. Now, do I think those three teams will rise to the occasion? Yeah, buddy, I do. I can see that from them, but I want to see them play because we saw Ole Miss. I didn't know what to bring about Ole Miss until they got duped to get Kentucky. And then so you saw them drop and everything like that. But yeah, no, Georgia needs somewhere right there. I thought they would probably switch places. But then you look at Alabama has the best win, so yeah, they go number 1. I thought Georgia probably dropped to 4, but 5, no different because you still got to play those two teams in front of you anyways.
It also now with 4 games and 5 in some cases, Texas has played 5 games, Miami's played 5 games. But with this sample size now, at least you can kind of start doing this. Mm-hmm. When we're doing it in week 1 and week 2, you don't know what these teams are. You don't know what the win really looks like. None of it really matters until the College Football Playoff Committee comes out with their rankings after like week 8. Because then you'll really know. Because look, I mean, if Georgia's 7-1 at that point, then they'll be right there in the top 4. Mm-hmm. Georgia can very easily play its way still back into the SEC championship game and into a bye in the first round of the College Football Playoff. But man, the margin for error is obviously bigger than it would be because it's a 12-team playoff, but it's a little slimmer than it was.
Yes.
Because you still, look, I mean, you know, as much as Georgia is Georgia, going on the road for some of these games is going to be no bargain for sure.
No.
Let's hear Kirby Smart talking about showing his players their effort on film.
You try to show them on tape and explain where we went wrong. You check your quality control of how much did we rep that versus that look. Did we do it enough that we can actually say they should have gotten it right? Because if you do everything once and you only get one look at it, which that's not what anybody does, that's not enough. But if you do everything 10, 20 times, you can't do as much.
I think there's a number of – look, obviously, I understand what he's talking about there. They have to look at all the stuff they didn't do well. I think number 1 is tackling. They did not tackle well in that game on Saturday. They have to get better at that. When you look at – and you should get credit for, and I think he does get credit for the adjustments that were made and playing better in the second half of that game.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of the way they came out? What do you make of Georgia?
How they came out where?
On Saturday.
To start the game?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just think that, you know, it was too easy the first drive for Alabama. But you kind of thought that was going to be the case. Georgia didn't give up touchdowns. They were going to give up touchdowns. Now, I think they're going to go 30 points. I thought the starting drive for Georgia, I think, and I'm a firm believer in some things, but then I still push back on it. Like, not no one play loses a game or something like that. But one play can kill a drive and have you like, damn. And that play to Aaron,
I think it ruined the half.
It ruined it.
I think it ruined the first half.
That's the big play that we're looking for to start. Because what's been Georgia's problem offensively? Slow starts.
And lack of explosiveness.
And lack of explosiveness. Slow,
that would have been the longest play of the season.
And there it was right there. Because the biggest thing was we answered right
up
back.
Up to that point.
We answered back. Mm-hmm. Bro, y'all punched us in the face. Bow, we're going to hit you right back. And it didn't happen. And then I give Alabama more credit Then I will give Georgia, right, or blame, whatever you want to call it. Alabama had the perfect scheme for Georgia. Everything they called worked, and everything Georgia called, they got adjusted, out-adjusted and everything. We talked about the most obvious one was the running back play. Because you saw they loaded it, they motioned them out there. There was nobody there. Backer had to run with them. They had them in man-to-man coverage. Because if it's zone coverage, Georgia got it. But it was man-to-man. And damn it, there it was right there. But I just thought that Alabama just kept the pressure on us. And then Carson was shook.
Yeah.
It was 8 of 18 for 100 yards, two interceptions in the first half.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, and it wasn't even close. Everything they threw up defensively, there was no adjustment for Georgia. I mean, it was just they had everything perfect for Georgia, and Georgia had no answers.
Yeah, I was really interested just, you know, because the chess match of not having – played the coach, right? You've played some of the players, obviously played in the SEC championship game last year, but from year to year, so many things are different. And Georgia played Alabama the way that and Milroe specifically, the way that they played him in the SEC championship game last year. And I think we criticized them for that. Mm-hmm. They were probably a little bit too conservative and not as attacking
they
as they could have been.
They were attacking him.
Exactly.
They
and that's what was interesting
him.
To me about Saturday was they did what we asked them to do. Like, we didn't like how, and nobody did. Nobody liked how Georgia attacked him in that SEC championship game. You saw Michigan come out and play it different in the playoff and got it right. And they limited him and it was right. Georgia did that. Mm-hmm. But he's better.
He's
now.
Better.
That's the thing. And I wonder, because Alabama obviously goes into that game having watched the tape of the SEC championship game, and they're like, I wonder, will Kirby do that again? Like, is this going to be the way that they play it? Are they going to be a little bit more aggressive? And I bet when they saw, and it was probably early, they're like, oh, they're coming after you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they wanted.
Yep.
Which, I don't know. Like, again, Kirby made adjustments as the game went on, for sure.
And when you play,
and you get credit for that. But damn, Alabama... They had them right where they wanted them.
And when we play Alabama again, you attack them again.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to attack them. But the biggest thing, they didn't tackle. They took poor angles at him. Now, he's fast as hell, but, I mean, they took horrible angles. They missed them when they had opportunities. They didn't do that in the second half. They didn't miss them.
Mm-hmm.
They got them down. They were able to do those different things, and they were able to obviously get the turnover. But at the end of the day, their stars – made plays.
Yep.
He's a superstar quarterback. They got a superstar receiver. They didn't play well. I know you can look at Carson's fourth quarter. He was great. He was outstanding, moving the ball, all those different things. But there's four quarters to a game. Jalen Milroe played four better quarters than you did. And so you lost. And I said it yesterday. He's my favorite player. Malachi Starks, I ain't never seen him play this bad since he's been a Bulldog. Missed tackles, bad angles. I mean, that was a hell of a play. When he tipped the ball up and opened
up. He had it.
Any
other receiver, that would have been a pass deflection.
That's what I'm saying.
But Ryan Williams is not any other receiver.
He's not.
he tips it in the air and he catches
he's
it.
He's a superstar. He's got to make
that
play.
He does.
You know what I mean? That's my biggest thing.
And that's what I asked you this yesterday, and I've been thinking about it again, because I think Malachi Starks is without question a superstar player.
Yes.
Maybe not at the position that you'd most like to have a superstar player. Obviously, you'd love to have a superstar quarterback, superstar receiver, superstar edge rusher, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's nice to have a superstar wherever, but like, that's one of those spots where, okay, that's nice. Be cool to have Milroe or one of those types of guys. I don't know that Georgia has superstars at spots that you need to have superstars.
They don't have a superstar
to win a national championship.
They don't have a superstar.
Now, I understand they didn't have a superstar quarterback when they won the national championship a couple years ago, but they had a superstar.
Played like one.
Well, yeah, a superstar catcher.
Played like one.
And they had superstars on the D-line.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, obviously Georgia's really good, and they're probably still going to go to the playoff. But from that, like, that premier position standpoint.
They don't have it.
Not like these teams.
No, but we said that. They don't. The thought process was your quarterback was supposed to be that.
It doesn't seem to be the case.
And that's the thing. And I keep seeing, like, Because of the second half, did he learn from it? Did he grow from it? Did he get humbled by that? We'll see.
I mean,
we'll see.
He threw an interception to end the game.
To end it.
Right?
Yeah. And it was.
Did I miss that part?
And it was like one of them things where it was just like, you just threw it over there.
I get he played better in the middle part, but he couldn't have played much worse. And then he threw an interception to end the game.
Like, a bad.
Right?
It was a horrible throw. Like,
horrible throw.
How the hell was that?
I didn't even like the play call, really. But it was a horrible.
Still, it was a horrible damn throw.
Yeah. Okay. It is always funny to see how different people see different things.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, he did play good for 10 minutes, yeah. But there's 50 minutes in a game.
Did you see that last throw?
And again, maybe on that final drive, if he throws a touchdown on that final drive and they win, it's maybe. Like, all right, he weathered it. He was shook. He looked himself in the mirror and was like, all right, I got to play better.
Yeah.
And game ended on him throwing an interception. So, I don't know. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Maybe by then, because I know the Braves have to get their roster in to the league for the playoff series by 1 o'clock. Maybe by around then we'll know what that's going to look like. I don't know when we're going to know who's starting the game tonight for the Braves. First pitch is not till 8:38
yeah.
East Coast time. So we got 8 hours. Got 8 hours.
Yeah.
This is like a fairly big decision. They've had a whole season to prepare for it. I understand the way things went down is why they're in the situation they're in. But I guess we'll just be happy that they're in the situation we're in.
Yeah,
meaning
man.
They're in the playoffs.
They're in the playoffs, exactly.
Most teams wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest about that. Given all of the amount of games missed by great players,
mm-hmm.
most teams wouldn't be in the playoffs this year. So, didn't expect to be happy that the Braves snuck into the playoffs in the final game of the year.
But they did.
But they did, and we know why. So, we're here, and so now go for it.
Let's keep it pushing, man.
Get hot.
Let's keep it moving, man. That's what I was asking you earlier in the show. Are they hot?
No, that's why I said get hot.
No, are they like medium?
They're in the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah. They didn't limp into the playoffs, okay. I wouldn't say.
They tricked into it.
Yeah.
They tricked into it.
Yeah, they could have just won Sunday
exactly.
And then they would have been in.
Been fine. Yeah,
could have won game one yesterday. Yeah, so yeah. I guess, yeah.
Yeah, they tricked into it.
Maybe they, and then Chris Sale got scratched. So, yeah, they limped. They limped their way through the whole season.
Yeah.
They limped their way through the whole season.
Pretty much. But
they're in.
And that's all. That's the most valuable thing. You're in. And if your pitching is what we think it should be.
I know.
Which we think it should be.
But that's the problem is the one thing you can count on, you can't even count on tonight because you don't even know who's pitching.
Yeah. But it's just.
Hey, Schwellenbach, we haven't really mentioned this yet. We'll get back into it at 1
great.
O'clock. I know it gets totally overshadowed by the final two innings of that game. Schwellenbach was insane.
Yes, he was.
What an absolute stud he's been this season.
Yes,
and hopefully he gets a chance to pitch again because that would mean they win a couple playoff games in advance. But yeah, knowing you got him coming back next year, and I know that the road for Strider is going to be hard coming off Tommy John, but he'll be back eventually. And awesome. One of the really cool stories of the year, Spencer Schwellenbach.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, they've had. Well, I still think Chris Sale's the biggest story of the year.
I think so, too.
You know, because – but Schwelly's second, right?
Probably.
Positive
stories.
Yeah, positive. That's right. Positive story.
I would say
– Ozuna played.
I would say Chris Sale's for sure number
definitely,
one.
Definitely.
And then – yeah, I mean, Ozuna was really good. He was really good all year. But, God, he was good most of the year last year, too.
Right.
But they – I mean, desperately – I don't know. But he's like top three.
Yeah.
Iglesias, too. Like, Iglesias is incredible this season.
I'm not really feeling him right now.
He did have a bad.
Yeah, really,
but then he did better when he came back in.
He did, but I ain't feeling him right now. We'll talk about him tomorrow.
All right, fair enough.
I ain't feeling
hopefully
him.
Hopefully pitches tonight.
Yeah.
Because if he pitches tonight, that means that they needed him for a save.
Not necessarily.
Probably. Or at least the game was close late. He doesn't come into games that they're losing badly or winning by a lot.
Right.
Which I guess if he doesn't pitch tonight and they win by a lot, that'd be fine too.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll find out what the roster's going to look like. Hopefully we'll know who's going to start tonight. We'll let you know as soon as we know. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Well, it's been since last Thursday since I've talked to y'all. And in those, 5 days or something like that, we had two more games for the Norcross Lady Blue Devils, two more victories. For those of you counting at home, that's 5 straight.
There we go.
Our very first game of the season. Look, man, Juice Johnson throws another gem last night. 3 innings pitched, 7 more strikeouts. That's 2 games in a row
Damn.
That she has done this.
Wow.
Last night we played our across park rivals, the other Norcross 10U team. Beat them. It was a good game. Saturday, we played an up-and-coming team that actually reminded me a lot of our team last year. But for the season, for those of you tracking, it's pretty remarkable. Look, they're 10. I get it. But you got to throw strikes or these things are not going to happen.
Yeah.
10 innings pitched, 20 strikeouts on the season.
That's
we got. Where's the Cy Young in 10U?
Better invent one.
Where is the...
The Cy really young.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of softball and people that we know and proud dads and daughters, I don't know if we mentioned this yet, but shout out to Knox Bardeen.
Yeah, man.
Heck yeah. And, full ride.
And his daughter. Tech. Who got a full ride to play softball.
Anna, right?
I believe her name is Anna. Yeah, full ride to Virginia Tech to play softball. Man. Knox is came in yesterday with his VT hat on.
Yeah, man. Proud papa,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. And so man. So cool.
She's getting a full ride to Virginia Tech as a hitter, which is very difficult to do. Right. Like they look for pitchers and catchers and then like first and third baseman that can hit, and that's what she is. She knocks cover off the ball.
And I don't think any of us are going to pretend to know a lot about the power
Never.
Structure of – But we learned from him.
Yep.
That's a program that hits a lot of bombs.
Yeah.
They were
yeah.
second in home runs last year at college baseball, and they want her to come down there because that's what she does.
Yeah, man.
Power that's hitter awesome. Bardeen's headed down to Blacksburg.
Power hitter Bardeen
to just hit bombs. I told Knox, I was like, I got no allegiance now. I'm a Virginia Tech softball fan. I said, if you can get me a Virginia Tech softball shirt, throw it my way.
Sure. I'll be rooting for him. I have allegiances because I watch college softball, but I'll make that one of them.
You won't root for Virginia Tech if they play who?
LSU.
Huh. Good for you. I'll root for Virginia Tech softball over Washington.
No, I mean, I'm
not rooting for Virginia Tech baseball over softball over Georgia.
I'll take them.
But you know how I am, because I'm going to cheer for her. Just like when Justice scored Saturday, Justice Haynes, when he scored, even though they called a touchdown back,
right.
Me and Samson both were like, yeah!
Of course.
And they were like, oh.
Right.
Alabama.
Sucks.
But at first, you don't think about it. You say, I see Justice. I'm like, oh! And then I was like, damn.
For those,
I was watching with my mom. I was like, I bet that was conflicting for Randy, because like he's known that kid since he was born. He's like best friends with his dad. And I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. And then like, oh, they called it back, so it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Anybody out there wanting to watch us come play, it does not get any easier this weekend. This Saturday at E.E. Robinson Park, we're taking on Buford. Buford is the team that gave us our one loss on the season.
Go get you some Buford.
That one happens at 10:45, and then Sunday we play the team who gave us our closest win of the season in Decula. That one is at Decula.
I got
Sunday
a question
afternoon.
For you. I know I gave the softball moms of the 10U Lady Blue Devils. They were awesome, especially the mom who had the noisemaker with the coffee cup. And she had one of them, like a coffee cup, and so, and it made this whistling noise. And she was just like, what the hell is this? I'm looking around. Nobody was affected at all by this noise. But that's all I kept hearing.
Did you see this thing? She's brought it. That's what Lariah, who's a brand new softball player to the team, been to every practice, works hard.
Andy, I'm literally sitting right behind this lady.
So it's a coffee cup and whistle?
Is it supposed to be a noisemaker?
I don't know what it is, but she kept blowing into it, and it went,
It makes a noise kind of like a, almost not as annoying as a vuvuzela,
but kind
of
like a vuvuzela.
Yes.
Yeah. And also it's a coffee cup?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which we know for a fact these parents are putting booze in.
Yes.
That's a brilliant slash terrible invention.
Dude.
Oh, it's great, though, because we can hear her. She makes noise every time we do anything great. Yes. Nobody else at the park has one.
All right. All right. For now.
Yeah. Man, we need to market this. Speaking of our softball team, shout out to my guy Mizuno Mike over here, who is helping me find Olivia a brand new piece of lumber. So yeah, man, the lifetime ban is over.
What? A lumber for what?
Lumber, new piece of lumber.
I don't think it's really going to be lumber.
It's
I think it's
gonna
probably going to actually be some
That's
sort of composite
kind of
yeah. metal.
Yeah,
but.
So, yeah.
I think Bo is trying to get a deal on a bat there.
No, he's just helping me find one.
Like,
no, so
don't
Mike,
ruin Bo's hustle.
My boy Mike listens. That's why I'm wanting him to
give
me a shot.
No, I know. And maybe Mike
not,
will cut
not
you
made,
deal.
Not made of lumber.
Oh, I thought y'all were going to make her a bat. I was like, what?
We're not quite to that stage. I don't think females ever get to that stage. yeah, man. Hey, lifetime ban over. Can we put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame? Finally, we lose Pete Rose at the age of 83.
Is the lifetime ban over?
Well, he's dead.
His life's over.
I don't want him to go in
anymore. You can't. Why not?
Because it'd be so foul if they put him in.
Yeah.
Now.
But they're going to.
But it's so foul.
I hate when they do
it's
that.
It's so foul.
I hate when there's different situations. This is sort
it's
of
so
a unique
foul.
But they didn't put Ron Santo into the Hall of Fame until after he died, which is really frustrating. They didn't get Buck O'Neill into the Hall of Fame until after he passed away, which is really frustrating. Yeah. If you're going to put somebody in the Hall of Fame, at least let them be alive to enjoy it. I realize they don't like Pete Rose and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, at this point – I mean, I guess his family would appreciate it, but
I'm
like,
sure. But that,
well, come on.
At this point, we have to, as human beings and as adult human beings especially, we got to learn how to like separate and categorize stuff.
But
there have been players that have received a lot less of a penalty for doing a lot more than Pete Rose.
Definitely.
And I know that at the time he got a lifetime ban.
He's going into the Hall of Fame because he's a baseball player, not because he's a manager anyways.
Exactly. Yes.
Because of what, or because he was a nice guy.
He was a baseball
player. Who
gives a
damn? He hit the ball a whole lot.
This dude, yeah, I mean, that'd be so fun. Especially this year, coming up, this next induction.
I bet it's going to happen.
Yeah. It'd be so foul.
I'll be honest with
it'd
you, man.
It'd be so foul.
Now, I realize that, you know, this is not like a morality thing. It was gambling and all that. But some of it was just based on personality and some of that stuff. Like, allowing leagues, teams, and organizations to be like the morality police just seems like a real bad idea.
Correct.
These guys are, he's famous because he's good at hitting,
yeah.
Okay? He did it
one
really
of the best
well.
Ever.
Put him in the Hall of Fame, yeah, because of it. But also,
the all-time leader in hits.
Can't allow myself or us to be worked up into a lather over a Pete Rose Hall of Fame debate.
We'll never do
we
that.
We can't do it.
We'll never
can't
do, it. Do it. We'll never do
can't
it.
Can't take the bait.
No, well, I mean, I wasn't trying to bait y'all into
it. No, I know. I know you weren't. I know. It's just this allows people that like to do that the pass to do that again. Because that was always like the summertime, nothing's going on.
Right.
Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame. Phone lines are open kind of thing.
Yes.
Not us.
So over to
I will
the,
say Abe would look like Pete Rose if he had a bowl cut.
Oh.
That's
wow.
That's my hottest Pete Rose take. If Abe wants a Halloween costume,
that's a great one.
Bowl cut wig and like a Phillies or a Reds hat, and he would be Pete Rose. I bet Abe slides head first also.
Wow, that's a good one. There you go, Abe.
There you
go. Dress up for Halloween now. All right. I got one more, but I'm going to save it for
sorry.
We're almost out of time.
I was like, we almost did a Should Pete Rose Be in the Hall of Fame segment. I was like, nah, I got to derail this somehow.
Yeah, man.
I got to take this a different direction.
Oh, no, that wouldn't have been what the three of us would have done.
I'm not even going there, man. We'd have this conversation all the time. When the hell did dorks take over sports?
It's not just sports.
The world.
Everything.
Yeah, the world.
Our overlords are dorks.
Yep.
Twitter, Facebook, Amazon. Ruled by dorks.
Yes.
Nothing's worse than the very, very old dorks to get Hall of Fame voting.
Oh, those guys are dorks.
Those
yeah.
guys.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. They're so damn annoying.
Gatekeeping dorks.
We're damn suspenders. You know they wear suspenders, dude.
Definitely.
Definitely suspenders.
Not even to weddings. Just yep. like on a Thursday.
They wear suspenders.
Yeah, I'll keep my pants up today. You know what I'm going to do? Nice pair of suspenders.
And I'm not going
to. Oh. You know what else I'm going to do? Not vote for this guy at the Hall of Fame because he was mean to me one time 17 years
Grr.
Ago. Grow up. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. The Braves are in the playoffs. That's what matters most. Now we'll talk about how they can win now that they're there. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.